Okay, if you'll declare with me, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And I have a heart that is perceiving.
And I have a heart that is perceiving.
You're talking to me.
You're talking to me.
Amen?
Amen.
We're going to the book of Acts. So if you have your Bible or your phone, we're going to Acts, and we're going to be looking at what I believe was very difficult for the 10 that remain. In the book of Acts, we're at chapter 7. Chapter 7. And we're going to take a peek at, you know, the pressure that's going on at that time. And I want to kind of take a peek so that you can kind of get the reality check of what was going on. You see, there's a testimony from Stephen that goes on in chapter 7. And I really, well, we can kind of touch a little bit about Abraham because he was such a part of what we ended up talking about this morning. It says in verse 8, "Then he gave Abraham the covenant of circumcision, and Abraham became the father of Isaac." By the way, Isaac means laughter. "And circumcised him 8 days after his birth. Later, Isaac became the father of Jacob, and Jacob became the father of the 12 patriarchs," etc., etc. Then he said in verse 33, "The Lord said to him, 'Take off your sandals and place the place where you are standing is holy ground.'" This time he's talking about Moses. "I have indeed seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their groanings and I have come down to set them free." Why does heaven come down to set people free? Because we can't do it on our own. There were times he... You know, we've got attitude and I'm going to do this. And in reality, that's not a good choice. If the Israelites couldn't get free without help from the heavens, maybe we should take a lesson. Amen?
Amen.
"I will send you back to Egypt. This is the same Moses who they had rejected with the words, 'Who made you ruler and judge?' He was sent to be their ruler and deliverer by God himself through the angel who appeared to him in the bush. He led them out of Egypt and did wonders and miraculous signs in Egypt, at the Red Sea, and for 40 years in the desert." Now, you've got 40 years of manifestations of miracles, and still, people are stubborn. Do you ever see yourself? How stubborn you and I can be?
Amen.
And go back to an old garbage pit and sit there for a while and feel sorry for yourself. And all it does is bring more destruction.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
36, "He led them out of Egypt and did wonders and miraculous signs in Egypt, at the Red Sea, and for 40 years in the desert." This is that Moses who told the Israelites, "God will send you a prophet like me from your own people." He was in the assembly in the desert with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and with our fathers, and he received living words to pass on to us. But our fathers refused. Did you see that? Our fathers refused to obey him. Instead, They rejected him and in their hearts turned back to Egypt. They told Aaron, make us gods who will go before us. Why? Because they wanted a tangible God. They wanted a God that they could see. They wanted a golden, you know, animal to worship. Why? How many years does it take for me and you to learn? All right? See, we sometimes think we're stubborn. They were stubborn too. And so, you know, I like the idea of the Father not giving up on us. Okay?
Amen.
39, but our fathers refused to obey him. Instead, they rejected him and in their hearts turned back to Egypt. They told Aaron, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who led us out of Egypt, and we don't know what has happened to him. That's when Moses was on the mountain with the Lord. They got tired of
waiting.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder why you get tired of waiting? Impatient. 41. That was the time they made an idol in the form of a calf. They brought sacrifices to it and held a celebration in honor of what their hands had made. But God turned away and gave them over to the worship of the heavenly bodies. God gave them over. Right now we have a nation where a great percentage have turned away from God. They want to worship what they can handle and what they can do and how they can handle it and how they can control it. And I'll be honest with you, it's going to backfire down the road.
Amen.
That's the problem. It's going to backfire.
Yes.
And when you get involved in any kind of a discussion about God's abilities versus man, the majority of those that are in the world will look at you like if you've got three heads. That you shouldn't really be opening up because your confidence is driving them into a place where you don't want to visit. Because rather than hearing the truth, they reverse it. They want to worship what they're accustomed to. And churchianity, as you can see, have worshiped in a lot of bad places and a lot of bad choices. And they refuse to change. Because somebody is going to, let's say, pull them out of their comfort zone. I know what I'm believing and don't disturb my belief system. My traditions are what I like and leave me
alone.
Leave me
alone.
Leave me alone. I like where I'm living. I like what I'm doing. I like my new form of worship because I love myself the way that I am. And if you try to tell me that I should change, you'll become my enemy. Has anything changed in 2,000 years?
No.
Verse 42. God turned away and gave them over to the worship of heavenly bodies. The occult. This agrees with what is written in the book of the prophets. Did you bring me sacrifices and offerings 40 years in the desert, O house of Israel? Have you lifted up the shrine of Molech, which is, by the way, the spirit that rules the abortion clinics and all of the abortion that's going on in our country right now? And the stars of your god Rephan, the idols you made to worship. Therefore, I will send you into exile beyond Babylon, beyond confusion. Our fathers had a tabernacle in the testimony, of the testimony, with them in the desert. It had been made as God directed Moses, according to the pattern that he had seen. Having received the tabernacles, our fathers under Joshua brought it with them when they took the land from the nations God drove out before them. It remained in the land until the time of David, who enjoyed God's favor and asked that he might provide a dwelling place for the God of Jacob. But it was Solomon who built the house for him. However, the Most High does not live in houses made by men. As the prophets say, heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things? Amen. 51. Very important. You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Has anything changed? You always resist the Holy Spirit. Why? Because when the Holy Spirit takes over, you lose control.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Amen.
I was listening to Howard Brown, pastor, doctor, whatever. And when the anointing of laughter hit, you know where it started when he came?
Northampton
and East Hampton. And I was there.
Me too.
Yeah. And the joy of the Lord hit the church where I worked. And guess what I was told? This is the devil.
Yeah.
Those were the words that I heard from the officials. Okay? What was actually happening is deliverance. And it was happening right where I worked. And it happened quite a few times until they really buckled down and said, this cannot happen in this house because we're losing control.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I lived it. I saw demons barking like dogs, and they wouldn't even realize or could not or would not admit that this was deliverance. Yeah, there were some wild things going on. But I believe if they had buckled down and said, okay, Holy Ghost, we're going to ride this one out. You do what you want and we'll follow. Has anything changed?
No.
Well, it's up to us, isn't it? That word that you gave us, could you read it again, please?
I have something new for you.
Oh, really?
Some of you will need to recommit to my ways. When recommitment happens, you will experience me in a deeper way than ever before.
Amen.
Let go of the old, those past feelings and experiences that are holding you back, keeping you from a full relationship with me. It will seem difficult in your mind, but don't let your mind control you. Let my Holy Spirit lead. It will not be difficult to let go because I will be in charge. I am in charge. Be fearless. Pursue happiness. I desire you and your full commitment to me.
It won't be comfortable, huh?
Amen.
As soon as you lose control, it's going to be what? Uncomfortable. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a highlight of one of the videos that I watched for a few minutes. There was a lady that walked in. She was partially bilingual. I believe her native tongue was Spanish. And when she walked in, there was a word from Rodney Howard Brown. And when he gave that word, there was probably 300 to 400 people in the room. And recognized that the anointing was on her and he was setting her free, meaning God had literally set her free from depression. And she began to giggle and giggle and giggle until she couldn't breathe. Okay? Then she rolled on the floor, so she was qualified for a holy roller. And as the anointing continued, she finally got up, and there were some very serious folks in the audience. So he said to her, you see that group over on that left side over there? I want you to walk over and sit right in the middle. So there was an empty chair in the middle, and she sat there. And as she sat, the anointing hit her, and she touched the person in front of her, and the person got up and started screaming at the top of their lungs. Amen. Laughter and joy bubbling out of them. She turned around and hit the person on her left, and then the person on her right, and I mean, it was pandemonium. Wow. And the fire hit, and they couldn't control it. And so, you see, I remember that in East Hampton. I remember watching different sections of that church coming alive in Christ. And he says, you know what? He said, I'm going to remind you that the leaders of this place, if it wasn't me, would definitely cancel what's going on right now. Why? Because it's not controllable by man.
Right. Amen.
They couldn't control Stephen, could they? They couldn't shut him up. They had to kill him to stop him from testifying what Jesus could do. Are we going to go backwards to that? Or are we willing to take a ride with the unknown?
Take the ride.
I'm warning you. All right? I'm warning you.
During that same time.
Louder, dear.
During that same time. I don't know who it was. Some evangelist came to the area.
Yeah.
And somebody came with me. And they were Christian, but they didn't believe in all this stuff. So, they, like you said, there was a section who says that the anointing was coming.
Yes.
And the anointing came, and everybody was laughing.
Yeah.
So we were on the another side, and she said, well, if that comes here, she said, I'm not going to be like them, she said. It was so funny. The first one to get it was her.
Well, that's exactly what he did, because that whole section on his left, you know, literally got the anointing, and now there's six or seven that are totally affected under the anointing.
Yeah.
Then he said, well, now look, go in the back over there. There's a bunch of dead ones over there. Go sit with the dead ones. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, she sat with the dead ones, and they came to life because she did. The anointing hit her, and she began. So she was the evangelist that he used during the whole room.
Wow.
So what was he doing? He was allowing the anointed one, not him. The anointed one was to do what he was willing to let the Holy Ghost do. And they got delivered. And he questioned her afterwards. And the question was, how do you feel? She says, I have a teenage daughter which is so discouraged at me living in depression that I can't wait to get home. Because I did go home last night, because this was like a 3-day thing. And she says, my daughter for the first time had communication with me, and we had a love feast. Because I didn't feel like crying all night. I felt like laughing all night and having a great time because I want to live.
God bless.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
That's how she shouted it out. I want to live.
Yes.
You know, instead of dying, it's a much better confession when you want to live.
Yes.
Amen. Like that? And she says, and I know that Jesus did this. And Holy Ghost, don't stop. Why? Because are we so stuck that we're going to do what they did back in the desert? Are we going to do what they're doing to Stephen? I pray not. Let the Holy Spirit be who He is, and we enjoy the ride. Yes. By choice. When I say by choice, you may not enjoy what you see when people are getting freed up by the Lord. Because you know what? There were some that cried, some that laughed, some that rolled on the floor. He kind of made an example of, they have a school of evangelism, and the principal of the school was on the floor rolling back and forth. He says, I really don't know her right now. She can't be the principal, not acting that way. And it was just awesome. Awesome. It brought back some incredible memories. Why? Why should they be just memories? Thank you. Lisa, you're right. Memories are fine, but having the whole package back again, whatever He wants to do. You say, well, you know, that was then. Well, I went to Brownsville. Believe it or not, I went there as well. I went to Toronto. I got a taste of that. Why? Because I was nosy. Yeah, I was nosy. What have they got that I don't have? Why is that church alive and this one dead? Put your hands up. You can read the rest of chapter 7. Right now, just put your hands up. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You come.
You come.
When you are ready.
When you are ready.
We welcome you.
We welcome you.
To do a house cleaning.
To do a house cleaning.
However you have to clean me up.
However you have to clean me up.
Don't stop till it's well done.
Don't stop till it's well done.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
To do in me.
To do in me.
What you are doing.
What you are doing.
As you come and answer our prayer.
Let
thy kingdom come.
Let thy kingdom come.
In this earth.
In this earth.
Point to your heart right now. Say, let your kingdom come.
Let your kingdom come.
Come into this earth.
Come into this earth.
And rule.
And rule.
And reign.
And reign.
And glorify.
And glorify.
The Father of us all.
The Father of us all.
Don't stop till it's well done.
Don't stop till it's well done.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Yeah. You say, what are we in for? A ride.
Yeah.
We're in for a ride.
Amen.
And share some hugs with each other. And I just want you to know that it's a blessing to be a part of your hearts. Hearts. Hearts.